When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard as we pick the pieces up after whatever that was for the Eagles on Sunday and look ahead to October baseball. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly.
Hey, listen. Never talk bad about family to people who aren't family.
I like that one.
You know, I mean, as simple as that. Never talk bad about family to people that aren't family.
Okay, well, you know, I'm glad. I think you set me up for that because I think we're family here, right? We're a family. We're a family as a show. We're a family as a station. We're a family as a city here that wants the Eagles to do well. So once in a while, Hugh, I have an idea to help fix things around here. Mm-hmm. And I like to present you guys with my idea. And then you could tell me, listen, you're onto something or you're dead crazy. But Hugh, I have an idea because I am, and I said it yesterday, I'm worried about this season. I feel like we're heading in the wrong direction. I feel like this thing is a house of cards where maybe it could stay up for two or three more months, but I think there's also a chance that it falls apart and this thing could become not what we want it to be. And I'm looking at a team right now that's 3-8 in their last 11 games, and I know you don't want to talk about last year, but they're 3-8 in their last 11 games.
Coach, I don't want to talk about last year.
Well, that's I'm sorry. I will. Okay? He could go win some games, Nick. All right. 3-8 their last 11 games. 5 of their losses have been by 17 or more points. They're getting blown out in some of these games. It's non-competitive. They're bad in the first quarter. I think they're unprepared. I'm feeling there's some sort of issue between the coach and the quarterback, and I'm worried about where this franchise is going. And I'm going to go back to something that we talked about in January because it's still a possibility. Bill Belichick is still sitting out there. He's doing YouTube shows. Okay, he's not coaching. This is the greatest coach of all time doing YouTube shows right now. If I'm the Eagles,
the way you say it,
he's
though.
Doing YouTube shows. Isn't that wrong with YouTube? We're on YouTube sometimes, and YouTube's awesome. But it's Bill Belichick. He should be coaching an NFL team right now. And I look at a coach that's not getting the most out of his talent here in Philadelphia. And if I'm the Eagles and I'm Jeff Fleury, I would move on from Sirianni today, and I would bring Bill Belichick in. Look, I understand it's awkward and different to do it in the middle of a season, and it's hard to get things running and Belichick to get his system, and it's not ideal. But this season is not ideal anyway. And I get Belichick in here now. I give him the rest of the season to figure out what he has so we can look forward to next year and figure it out. Maybe he wins a lot of games, maybe he doesn't, but at least he knows what he has. And then, Hugh, the other thing that I think about here is I jump the Cowboys and I jump the Giants to get Belichick.
I
think he's going to end up in the NFC East anyway, and I don't want him in Dallas next year with Dak Prescott. I don't want him in this division. I would move on from Sirianni today to get Bill Belichick. Before you respond, Hugh, this morning, Sirianni was on WIP, as he always is, a couple days after the game. Joe asked him about his job status, which has become a major talking point in the town. You know, whether it's Belichick or not, Sirianni, whether or not he's going to get fired, is a major talking point. Here was Joe's question, and the answer is Sirianni worried about his job status.
24-0 hole early, outgained at 1.254 yards to nothing. Are you feeling the heat ratcheting up on your job status?
No, I'm just worried about getting the team better. I'm just worried about the bye week and putting ourselves in position to win, coming out of the bye week. And then I'll be worried about the Cleveland Browns. You can't worry about any of those different things. Right now we're 2-2, got a lot of football in front of us, and just put my head down and work.
Well, that's how Sirianni answered. I thought it was a fair answer. Joe had asked the question. He did a good job doing that. Sirianni's not worried about his job status. I think he should be. 215-592-9494. Would you move on from Sirianni today for Bill Belichick? Hugh, what do you think?
No. And I understand that for us, a lot of things, especially not the way that we're feeling, that's what we want to do. I don't think it's time to pull the plug on Coach Sirianni. Granted, he has had some miscues in the last couple of weeks. That first half of Sunday's game was not great. But like I said, I feel that this team is going to be better when we get healthier. We got unhealthy really, really fast. And I know that most people are saying, well, damn, Hugh, we didn't look great in the first few games we played. And right. I get that. But I still feel like we're still in the throes of preseason in a sense where this offense hasn't had a chance to click. Listen, people, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I know that nothing has been said in the last couple of days in press conferences, the way that these guys act, that gives you any comfort in thinking that this is going to get better. But I think it is. I think winning is one of those things that cures every illness in professional sports. I think when you get back on track and the guys get healthy and we get this win, if we get this win, which I think strongly that we will against the Cleveland Browns,
yep,
that we will get back on track and everything will be fine. This will be a footnote in the season that the Eagles end up having. That's what I'm hoping for.
So I hope you're right, but I don't think it's happening, and I have no faith Sirianni can figure this thing out. The Eagles have gone 15 straight games without winning by two possessions. You know the last time that they did that? 1970. They haven't won a game by more than 8 points. More than double digits, excuse me, two possessions. More than two possessions in 15 straight games. This team wins by accident when they win. Sometimes they get blown out. Sometimes they lose close games. I see no strategical advantage with the head coach. And as far as trying to keep things without, you know, a major upheaval here, this is, if we're going to do it, this has to be the week. This is the bye week. Once you get into the rest of the season, you just have to keep Sirianni. If you're going to do it, this is the moment. It's right now, because at least you bring the new guy in. He gets 2 weeks to get his feet under him before he has to coach a game. 215-592-9494. Would you move on from Sirianni today for Belichick? I would. I've seen enough of Nick Sirianni. And again, it's not just – I'm not doing this for Vic Fangio to coach the team. I'm not doing it for Kellen Moore. It's Bill Belichick. This is one of the most unique scenarios in NFL history. Coaches like this are not just sitting out doing TV and doing podcasts or doing YouTube. It doesn't happen. Either they're coaching or they're retired. Belichick is obviously in a weird moment here where he's doing neither and he wants to coach again. And let's not forget, Hugh, they did have some reported interest. Remember that during the offseason? That weird 9 days where they didn't move on from Nick, and then apparently they talked to Bill, or at least they kind of did a little feeling out process. There's something going on here that is beyond just X's and O's. And the other thing, I'll say this. Listening to Jalen Hurts a couple days ago with another tepid answer about Nick Sirianni, this thing is real. It's never gone away between the head coach and the quarterback. And if I'm the Eagles, I need to save my quarterback. I need to figure out if this guy's the right guy moving forward. I don't think Sirianni's going to figure that out. I don't know if the Eagles are going to figure it out if Sirianni's here. Get Belichick in here. Let him work with Jalen Hurts for the rest of the season. And then we'll have a better picture of this thing, you know, a year, you know, at the end of the season. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I hear you. It just feels more like hope with Sirianni than anything real. It feels like, not just you, just anyone that's on the Keep Sirianni, it might work out. I've got, give me a reason why I should keep him. I can't think of one.
I think his getting this team to the Super Bowl is a big reason. You don't want to just start over just for the sake of starting over, even though it starts out bad. I will tell you this. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that making that move is the right move to make. I still think that this is salvageable. It doesn't help when you have your quarterback asked a specific question and he can't give you an answer. I was on my social media feed this morning, and it talked about what Jalen said. It was, you know, the big, you know how the story's going to give you the sizzle. Oh, sure. Jalen has a four-letter response to Nick Sirianni and everything. And
we
it's
have
like,
our
we
moments.
Have our moments.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's not one of those ringing endorsements that you want in a situation like this.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
But Jalen's somewhat culpable in all of this as well.
Of course he is. But he, maybe you can fix him. Like, Nick's just collateral damage to me. Like, you said a good word there, Hugh. Is this salvageable? Sure. I mean, can they figure it out and go 9-8 and win the NFC East? Yeah. I put it at a very small chance that we ever see Nick Sirianni coach the Eagles anywhere special again. I think that was a moment in time. I don't think it's happening again. I would shoot for the moon with Belichick, and even if it's awkward for the rest of this year, he has a runway to figure out which guys he wants, which guy doesn't for 2025. Kyle, what do you feel on this as we've reached an early season crossroads with the Eagles here?
So I've recently made a change in my philosophy in that I'm not like totally as out on Bill Belichick as I once was.
You were very out.
Very out on Bill Belichick.
In January, yes.
And then I watched this Eagles team for the first 4 weeks of the season, and I'm seeing what's going on with Nick Sirianni, all of that. I just can't do it today. I can't do it right now.
I can't do it today.
I can't. Well, I don't think by waiting until the offseason you miss out on Bill Belichick. I think we'll have a very good shot at getting Bill Belichick if they fire the coach, you know, with 1 week left or with at the end of the season. Who knows if they make the playoffs or not. Everything's still right there in front of them. They're 2-2. They have four very winnable games coming up. Like, you asked me why you wouldn't fire Nick Sirianni. I'd say that's why. Because just because you bring Bill Belichick in doesn't automatically mean things get better this year. I'm just not ready to throw the towel in.
Yeah, you're punting. That's what it feels like. You're punting on this season.
You throw the towel in on the Eagles season this year. And while Bill Belichick is definitely a better coach than Nick Sirianni, that doesn't mean that he's going to put a better product out on the field this year. It's going to take time. I think it's best to just, you know, wait, give him the offseason if that's what it comes to. But if you do that, you give up on the season. I'm just not ready to do that at 2-2.
And that's fair. And now, look, you're probably right that you could wait till after the season to get him. But there is a chance the Cowboys go off the rails. And in 3 weeks, they do it. They knock McCarthy out and they hire Belichick. That's possible. 215-592-9494. Would you fire Sirianni to bring in Belichick today? Like, I mean today. And I understand both Hugh and Kyle's point that it's 2-2. It's early. But this is the bye. Like, if you're not going to do it today, then you're probably not doing it till the offseason. You're just going to let this thing ride out. And I have made my mind up about the head coach here. I don't believe we're ever getting back to a Super Bowl with Sirianni. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Would you fire Sirianni today to hire Bill Belichick, who, again, is doing YouTubes? I mean, he's doing Underdog Fantasy and podcasts. I see him all over the place. He's doing Inside the NFL. He's Mr. Media now. Get him back on the sidelines. Bring him to Philadelphia. Would you do it? We'll play some audio from Belichick next on the Eagles. What did he say about this team yesterday? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.